And let's see, the you know, back in the 1860s, that war between the North and South, they usually call that the
Revolution.
And or that like Civil War, war between states.
Yes, it'd be the same thing.
And let's see, before they had electric chairs, you'd say the murderer was
hung.
Yeah, so did the
I recollect one night of Don and Mary.
Oh. Hmm. Did they, you ever see one of those?
No. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I guess
I could have, but
bad situation.
I wouldn't want to see
it. Had to watch. You'd say the man went out, if he went out and did what to himself? Went out and
killed himself.
And if he used a rope maul, you'd say
hung himself.
And we talk about your daughter in Tennessee and about your children that have been in the service. Have you traveled around any very much?
Not much. I've never done no travel. I've been in the adjoining states, would be about
the old
Mississippi and Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Louisiana.
Whereabouts in Louisiana did you go when you down in there? Did you?
Oh, I've been down to in the southern part of Louisiana there, in those swamps, fishing.
That near New Orleans?
New Orleans, below New Orleans, around New Orleans, below New Orleans. And I've been to New Orleans.
What about, did you get over to Baton Rouge while you were there?
No, never been to Baton Rouge.
What about in Georgia? Whereabouts did you visit in?
Oh, I've been to Columbus and Atlanta and southern part of Georgia down around Elba and I've been everywhere where there was a fishing hole.
I guess so. What about in Alabama? You been to most of the major towns in Alabama?
Well, I guess I've been to all of them.
And, the capital of Alabama would be down in
Montgomery.
The major seaport would be down in
Mobile.
And, have you ever been up in the, you mentioned you visited your daughter in Tennessee, have you visited your daughter in Tennessee?
No, I've never been up there. Wife goes up there in the summertime, but I haven't been yet. But now you're talking about the capital of Montgomery, that thing's been washed around everywhere. It was down there on the bank of this river one time.
And did it flood that thing out?
That was where the malaria, typhoid fever, and the first sleeping disease was down in Mobile.
Now what was that sleeping disease? I don't think I know too much about that.
Well, I think that was what they called the thing. Good old to you all. Thoughts of Cahaba or memories of old Cahaba?
Yes. Where were some of the places that your children were stationed when they were in the service? You mentioned some had been in California.
Oh, I've had that oldest boy has been everywhere. Texas, California, and he's been to both of the poles. Been overseas.
Been as far north. Whereabouts was he overseas?
He was on Guam Island, he was in Germany, and I don't know the other places that he was stationed, but he's flew all over the United States, flew all over the world.
When you were in the Carolinas, whereabouts did you visit up there?
I had this boy with a Charleston. South Carolina.
Did you go on up in North Carolina?
I have been in North Carolina.
Whereabouts did you go up there?
We went to Columbus. Oh, that's South Carolina.
You ever up around Asheville in that area?
Well, I had a friend that lived in Asheville. He was stationed, he was in service. We was there one time.
And talking about the capital in Montgomery, the capital of the U.S. is in
Washington. And got a sister-in-law lives there.
Oh, ever been up there?
Yeah, I've never been there. What been up there?
One time I went this past fall, I had to go up there to my wife. I went up there for a while. It's a big place. I don't know if I wouldn't want to live there.
I don't know. I've never had a desire to go to Washington.
Of course, it's not really much. Well, you got the capital there. That was interesting to see. But except for a few things like that.